Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to PopCulture.com's group chat, where we talk about all the reality TV news that we care about and you really need to know. I'm one of your hosts, Anna Rumor.
And I'm Victoria McGottamy.
Yet another week goes by that we miss Jameson, but yes, he will be back soon. It's actually good, though, because we literally had to just start recording because we were already talking about what we have to talk about today. There's so much to say.
I know. When Jameson comes back, we have to, like, vow and promise to, like, let him talk and chime in because we just get way too excited about this. And he was like, why am I here?
He's like,
I'm stuck with two girls that just don't know how to stop talking.
Never. I'll stop talking after I'm dead.
Yes. Yes,
so
girl.
We're going to break down The Bachelorette because that is what we were, like, pre-talking about. We were like, oh my gosh, we actually have to talk about this on the microphone. So we'll talk about that. We have a quick breakdown, Dancing with the Stars, not too much. We're going to talk a little bit about the Lily James Dominic West scandal because it's not reality TV, but it's giving me like really big, like old school reality TV scandal vibes. So we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to break down Big Brother because we're down to the top four guys and things are getting crazy.
Yep.
Or not really, but you know.
We're trying to make it sound exciting, but really,
ooh,
it's been very boring. Ooh, Big Brother, down to the final four.
We'll fool ourselves into liking this season.
I mean, that's what we have to do at this point with this, with how the season's gone. There's no scandal.
Exactly.
There's no, like, you know, I needed something juicy to happen and it just hasn't. So whatever.
It just hasn't. Well,
but we're still here for
The Bachelor. We're still here for it. I mean, listen, I'll watch every episode. But let's start off with The Bachelorette because this was very juicy. I said to you right before we started recording that I was like deeply uncomfortable watching this episode of TV.
Yes.
Okay, so it was the first dates. You know, last week we met all the guys. And this one was the first...
Kind of, because I was going to say, we got to first dates and I'm still like, who is this guy? Where did he come from? I don't remember you.
I had to write down a lot of names this week. Like, yeah. Last week, we didn't know anyone's names. I got to take better name notes this time.
Good for you. You're going to keep us on that track because I did not. I'm still referring to people as like that guy.
Oh, we can do that too. I think that's how everyone knows them other than me who just took notes. But it was the first dates, first group dates, first individual date. And so what were your thoughts right off the bat? Because my opinion on Claire has changed very abruptly after this week's episode.
Oh, I hope you and I are on the same page about Claire because I still stand where I was at last week. Okay, first thoughts. Well, it's still a very weird season. It does, even though The Bachelorette is back, it still doesn't really feel like it's back. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because of COVID. I don't know if it's because it's not in the typical mansion. I don't know if it's because the group of guys are just, there's like a few of them that are great, but like most of them are just very weird, which, okay, don't let me forget. I did make a note of this. We got to go back to the guys because I did have more thoughts on that.
Oh, I have a lot to say about the guys.
I got thoughts, but I'm relating it to like real life because I like was watching this and I was like, why can't, you know, anyways, we'll get back to that. But it was cringy. Yeah. I thought that, you know, when the guys did not immediately, I think everyone got very uncomfortable when the guys didn't immediately get up to want to like take Claire and have a chit chat session with her. I thought that was weird. She was very, I don't know. I got a lot of notes. It was weird. I don't know. Like it's just
weird. So what you're talking about is like the first group date, they did this love language thing, which was weird because it was kind of just an excuse for everyone to like weirdly grope each other in front of each other, which made me uncomfortable.
That was,
I know we've had that date before. And for some reason this was weirder. I don't know. That just made me feel gross. And then during the cocktail party for that date, Claire, you know, made her little toast and then it was time for them to pull her away. And there was like a 10-second pause, which for me, I was like, well, it's the first group date. They don't really know what to do. And this group of guys does seem like they're kind of respectful for each other. Like we didn't see on the first night, you know, we talked about this last week where there's always like, can I steal you for a second? Can I steal you for a second? There wasn't a lot of that last week. So this week I felt like they were just kind of hesitant to jump in. Didn't know if it was the right time. Maybe didn't want to seem like that guy. So there was like a 10 second pause before Bennett, who is my new favorite, my Harvard king.
He's so crazy.
I love him. He's like Patrick Bateman if he wasn't actually like a serial killer. He's so funny.
Oh my god.
Him in his massive room with his 13 pairs of shoes and his face masks. Like, yes. So he pulls Claire away. Claire is talking to him for a second. And is like, wait a second. You know what? I don't want this to stew. I just have to say it now. And I was like, okay, respect. And then she goes back and flips out on everyone for not, she's like, you made me feel like you didn't want to talk to me. I was like, girl, they just asked for like 10 seconds. You're on TV. I would feel a little weird about it too. They probably don't know what they're doing yet. You've been on this for seven seasons.
Yeah, and the guy did say, like, one of them was like, we just didn't know it was like that time to like, you know, ask, you know, I'm sure that they would have. But, okay, I will say, okay, so here's a couple, maybe I should have started with this. Couple of thoughts. I do. Okay. This is going to be cheesy. I know. But I do have a couple of thoughts on the love language thing. I can tell already that Claire, I think wanting to do that just shows her age in a good way. You know, I think she's kind of getting to the point where she's like, okay, I just want to know. Cause I mean, that's whether you choose to like or believe in the love languages or not. Right. I personally, I love it. I think that people need to understand just in friendships and relationships, we need to understand how we communicate as humans. And I think that that can help a lot because what do we do most of the time? We always assume, right? So I like that she got that down to that. But again, when it comes to Dale, it is so obvious that these two were talking beforehand. We have no confirmation of this, guys. We have no confirmation.
Right.
But
it
like,
just feels like it.
It feels like it. In their whole like love fest of touch, they were just like they were making everyone uncomfortable in the room and they made me uncomfortable watching. And it was just very weird. But then I was thinking, I was like, looking at all these guys like getting in on their love languages. And I was like, why can't guys like this be in like real life? Like, why can't we have this? Like, do we as women need to like walk around with producers and like have them be like our hype man, like for me? Cause I feel like men, they're just not like this in real life. Like these guys are like screaming Claire's name around and you know, producers are like, do it again.
Well, it's very first of weird all, to me. It's, well, we don't need to do that because it's fake and it's for TV so that they're on Instagram and they get more followers. None of these men, well, maybe some of them, but I'm guessing 99% of them wouldn't do this on a regular date if they weren't being sent there by producers to be recorded. If they say no or they don't go along with it, America brands them a total jerk and they don't become an Instagram influencer. So I don't give them that much credit. Second of all, I don't think Claire had any input on what was going to go on. I think that's just, they can't go anywhere. And the producer's like, oh my God, what do we do? First date. We have nowhere to go. We are in COVID times. I guess we'll talk about love languages. I don't know. It felt boring to me.
Yes, I agree with you. It was boring,
I think it's important to talk about in a real relationship, but for TV, I was like, okay, I don't care.
But it just made me feel like we're not watching a 23-year-old try to date 30 men. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I guess it's more deep. But that's actually one of my complaints, Riz. This is the first date, and this is kind of ties into the first one-on-one date where she took Jason, a man she's met the day before, and immediately is like, hey, unpack your childhood traumas with me. Scream into the abyss.
Yes, that was weird.
These first group dates felt very personal and very, like they should have been way later when they already had an established relationship. I felt very uncomfortable for the men being forced into these situations right off the bat with someone they don't know on national TV on like their second day or third day being recorded. I just felt it was really unfair for Jason to have to like talk about his family trauma and she kind of discounted it and having to, I don't know. It felt very strange for me. She felt like she was trying to put him through therapy, which he does sound like he needs to maybe go to therapy. I think we should all be in therapy. But I was like, you know what? This feels weird. We don't know these people. It feels kind of exploitative at this point. I wish they had waited for later in the season. I wanted something kind of fun and like we get to know their personalities before we talk about why they're all so sad, you know?
Well, then we saw Dodgeball, which got a little weird. Like, you, the guys were very excited that, like, okay, Dodgeball, this is fun. Yes. And then she was like, all right, well, we're going to play strip dodgeball. And their faces were just like.
And that's where it changed for me. I know last week I was like, hell yeah, like, strip dodgeball, let's see some butts. But that was because I didn't see the reaction of the guys. And they were all clearly very, I mean, 90% of them were very uncomfortable taking off their clothes.
Yeah.
Which made me feel gross. I didn't like that date at all.
I didn't either. We're in a day and age where I think women are demanding respect in that manner, you know, to not be looked at as an object and not be expected to, you know, whatever, we can wear what we want. It's not an invite, right? Like, you've got this whole Me Too movement going, you've got this whole like feminist, you know,
looking for equality. Yeah.
Equality. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I think that if we're going to be fighting for that, it's kind of not fair to demand something like that from men, you know, in that sense. And that's kind of what it felt like it, when I saw it in a teaser, Anna, I was like, I was like, oh, this is going to get juicy and interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and then watching it, you know, I just was like, it made me feel uncomfortable. So I can't imagine how these poor men are like, okay, my family's going to be watching this. Think about,
And it's the first date again.
Yeah. And like, think about like, if they have like a younger sister or, you know, I don't know. It's just, it was weird. It was too much. It was a first date. It shouldn't have been that serious.
Yeah. Right. Again. I mean, like, I think that basically it would have been fine and no one has to be ashamed of their body or anything like that. But I think it would have been okay if they were excited to do it, like enthusiastic consent. Mm-hmm. But what we saw from them is kind of coerced consent, where if they say no, they're going to be branded like a troublemaker, or the producers won't like them, then maybe they won't get a good edit. And I don't think you can do that. And they've done that in the past with female contestants as well on The Bachelor, where it's kind of like, oh, get down in your lingerie. And I think that's gross too. So I think that when you get
I think it was Hannah's season. Wasn't it Hannah's season where she bungee jumped naked? Now she seemed.
They were not naked. Though she later they were wearing like a bra and underwear, and he was wearing underwear too.
Okay, yeah.
And you did see some glimpses in the dodgeball thing where, like, you know, they edit the black box over stuff that some of them that they were wearing underwear. So
except there was one guy, naked, he straight up took it off, man. I don't know who it was, but he straight up was like, oh, okay, you gotta see it, cool. And
see,
he did
that
and I was like, well,
that's the guy, but I'm okay with taking his pants off. Good for him.
Okay. So also when Chris Harrison was like watching the dodgeball game with Claire, and Claire was like, oh my God, Chris, no, just look at his butt. Just look at it. Like, how is your butt that tan? And you know, Chris's face is just like, this was not in the contract. This is not what I signed up for. I'm Chris Harrison. I'm the host / therapist, but I'm not here to look at naked men.
Listen, it was just a weird date in general. I did not like that. And then, you know, Claire's getting a lot of backlash for that. And she posted something on her Instagram story the other day. I was like, I have control over this. Are you kidding me? It's like, because Claire planned the dodgeball date. What are you talking about? It's all production.
Claire, I don't know. I'm just still not. I love Claire's age. I am not a fan.
We support 39-year-old women. But
we support the 39-year-old woman. But like, I talk like that a lot. I'm really just speaking for myself. We have to listen. We love that. I say that all the time. And we're like, wait, we who? Me, Taffy and Lombardi, who are sitting here like perfect children. But like, I don't know. I'm just not a fan. She got the baby voice too when she talks to Dale, and it just I know that I should not be criticizing a woman like this much, but I can't help it.
I think the whole I say this as someone who is an avowed feminist. I don't think that supporting women doesn't mean that we can't criticize women for their behavior. It just means mm-hmm. that we support women as and try not to engage in misogynistic behavior. I think that mm-hmm. we can examine the actions of a woman who has put herself on TV as the star of something. And, you know, that's the point of the show, is to like watch what she does and weigh in on it. So I support women fully, but Claire's actions on Monday's show, you know, I was saying beforehand, I really liked her. I felt like she was very direct and no nonsense and no drama. Then I watched this week's show and was like, oh, yikes. Actually, that's very drama. I really support her being like, listen, this are my emotions about the pause and people coming to get me or whatever, you know, was really mm-hmm. her issue with that. But the old saying is like, emotions and logic come together to form wisdom. And I think that while you have to acknowledge your emotions, you don't always have to act on them because they're not true. So if she had just combined any kind of logic with that emotion, the fact that they're on a TV show, the fact that it's their first date, the fact that it's just kind of a weird situation, then I think she would have been able to come to a better conclusion that's not everyone hates me and I should go yell at everyone, and instead would be like, hey, maybe I should talk to them if this keeps being an issue, but maybe just pack it away for right now. I don't know. I really didn't like that response from her. I was like, honey, you're way too old to be acting like this.
I know. She's just a little much. I always thought she was just a little much. And again, we have to be fair. It's hard to tell what's production and what's her, because I'm sure that she does probably have some input to an extent, but I don't know. This season's just weird. But I do have lots of thoughts on it. It's like, it's weird, but I have so many thoughts and I have so many opinions and I'm just like,
yeah. Oh yeah. I did not support what she did there, but I do support her doing it on TV because I do like watching people be messy. If my friend was doing that, I'd be like, hard pass, not the right choice, girl. Like, you need to go take a step back. Her doing it on TV, I was like, burn it down, Claire. You have these men shook. They are so confused on what you want and what is happening. And it's interesting to watch. Do you have any thoughts on the guys before we wrap up Bachelorette?
I still like Red Suit Guy. I think he's just a sweetest.
Damar, I dig him.
Yes.
He is my favorite. He's so funny.
I love him. Dale, I mean, I'm just kind of over the whole, I'm over Dale.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
He's good looking. He seems nice, but you know.
Yeah. I'm still just trying to get to know the guys. Like, okay, for instance, like during Hannah season, like Tyler Cameron, you know, stood out to me because of the very first video, you know, where you're getting to know the guys, where they put these packages together. And he was like, literally like in, cause he did, what did he do? What's the word? I can't think of the word. But
modeling?
Anyways, he's not a carpenter. He worked, oh my God, I'm making myself sound like such an idiot.
Contracting?
No, he's a contractor. That's what he is. He's a contractor.
Me just saying construction words, I'm like bulldozer.
Yes, contractor. Okay, he was a contractor. And so he was like, I remember to this day calling him Twinkle Toes because he was dancing so just like, watching. Do you remember
that was the Footloose intro? Yes, I forgot about that.
And the camera angle was like from the bottom and looking, you know, towards the sky, and it just had this like image of him just like ballerina style.
Yeah,
like
I remember
you know,
that.
And I was like, I knew who he was. I was like, okay, dude's from Jupiter, Florida. Okay, he's Twinkle Toes. That's what I know about him so far.
Yeah.
It stood out. I still don't have hard opinions on these guys because I don't know them. And I think what I'm starting to realize now is that those packages that tell us who they are pretty important.
Well, think about Grocery Store Joe. He went on to be in Bachelor in Paradise, is beloved. He got eliminated the first night, but people just liked him because of the first package.
Exactly.
I don't know. You're right. I totally feel like I don't know any of these guys. I'm not rooting for anyone because I don't know anything.
I like only sensibility. Guy, that's it.
Yeah. I just have vague sensibilities.
Said his name less than five. Yeah.
Where I'm just like, he seems nice. I don't know though. I think we can all agree, though, that Yosef is my enemy. I do not like him because while I think it was wrong for the men to have had to strip, Yosef was very annoying about it. because he didn't even have to do it.
I know.
It's like, listen, my daughter is out there. It's like, shut up, Joseph. You're not even
involved. I wanted to root for him because I will say on the first night I kind of went through and like some of the guys that stood out to me, I started looking them up on social media. And again, like I said last week, I love watching their number count go, like their follower count go up. But anyways, I'm weird like that. But Joseph, all of his photos are pretty much with his daughter. So I was like, okay, this guy's kind of cute on Instagram. And he's got like all these adorable photos of his daughter. He looks like he really just cherishes her. And this is going to be a really sweet guy. This is going to be like a too good to be true situation. And then listening to him talk, and I liked how he addressed the only drama we had the first night. But then after that, I just feel like he's crazy. And we're about to see it.
Here's my thing. I think ever since Claire shot him down just a little bit when he called her crazy, which I think he just misspoke. But I think he hates Claire now. I think she said that one thing against him, and you can just see it when he talks about her. I think he hates her, and he's going to try and make her pay. So,
Hot take. I think that.
And then one more thing about him. There have been some allegations on TikTok that he's been sending really creepy social media videos to people and, like, ghosting people. So, there we go. Tyler C. died for our sins.
So, maybe dude had a point first night.
Yeah, right. I know. I was like, wow. So we have talked about The Bachelor for forever. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and then we'll knock out Dancing with the Stars, the Lily James thing, and Big Brother real quick.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
All right, we are back. We're going to talk about Dancing with the Stars. This week we're down to the top 11. Next week we'll be top 10. And we said goodbye to Vernon and PETA, which made me very sad because I love Vernon. He is now my favorite football player. He's the only one I know.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you know more, Anna?
I know Juju Smith-Schuster.
There you go. Because of his name?
Because
it's fun to say?
Because everyone in Pittsburgh's obsessed with him.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you know two.
I know two, but he's the one that I love the most, and I was very sad when he left us. But it actually felt like good timing because PETA revealed last week in an interview with Entertainment Tonight, that she had actually popped out 3 of her ribs the week before during their dance and was having really bad neck pain. I watched her performance. You could not tell at all this week, but I was like, yikes, girl, maybe you should go home and rest that. So,
Speaking from someone who has their ribs pop out regularly, that is not fun. So how she danced through that, I feel like I can't even breathe when that happens to me. And it happens regularly, honestly.
I didn't know that could happen to your ribs. I didn't.
Well, that makes me wonder because, I mean, this is not about me at all, but like I have something called EDS, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, and it just means that like I'm hypermobile. And so I'm very like loosey-goosey. I can do this with my hands.
Which
I thought was very normal as a kid, but like my ribs move all the time.
No, I can't.
So like, I wonder if maybe she has that. That's interesting. Or, I mean, that's, I don't know if your ribs can pop out regularly. I know mine do because of that, but I don't think that typically happens with just like anyone.
I'd never heard of it before. So I was like, oh, because at first I was like, did she like crack them or something like that, but popped them out. No, so yikes, that sounds very painful. I'm glad that you're feeling better and that she's feeling better.
Yes. That sucks. Can I say this? I do have thoughts on Dancing with the Stars. I am so excited that Nelly is coming out of his shell. Cause I know that we have talked about this before. I am a huge Nelly supporter. I have been on the Nelly bandwagon like for years. And so the fact that just seeing him this week, his smile and his energy, I mean, you can really tell. And he's so cute too. Cause he was like, I want to do this cause I want to be on, I want to break new ground. I want to be, setting a new platform for people in hip hop and, I want to try something new. And he just seems so eager to learn.
Yeah.
And you could tell the first couple of weeks, he was just very much outside of his comfort zone and not getting high scores. And then kind of, you know, even though we loved his tennis shoes that were turned into like ballroom, like the first night he danced with actual tennis shoes on and they had all called him out for that. They're like, you're probably going to need to like get some actual dance shoes. So then he got some dance shoes custom made that looked like tennis shoes and everyone kind of kept commenting. And I think you could tell like, are they making fun of me or do they like them? And so I think that he is finally like in that space where he feels comfortable and he feels supported. And he is like, wow, I'm actually pretty good at this. And
well, I mean, pretty good is a relative term. He's okay, right?
He's okay, but he's
delightful. I love him, but I, you know, he is like on the bottom half of
it's basic. His dancing is basic, but
he's delightful.
That's what Dancing with the Stars is. It's taking someone who knows nothing and then like turning them into, and whatever level they reach, you know, I mean, that's obviously on the person, but the fact that you can progress, you know, obviously, yes, there's better dancers than him, but I just love Nelly.
Well, I'm just happy that he doesn't look like he hates his life anymore. Cause at first I was joking with someone. I was like, he hates his PR person right now. Cause he does not want to be here at all. Cause he looked miserable on the show. And I think you're right. I think he was just uncomfortable and needed to kind of come into his own, but now he looks like he's having fun. Cause at first I was feeling bad for him. I was like, who signed Nelly up for this? He hates it.
I know. Well, and also the background stories, Jeannie Mai, you know, listening to those packages.
Oh my God. Her grandparents
coming over, you know, and she was like, they came over here so that we could live the American dream. And, you know, again, that's a very topical thing to be discussing these days, but also it was just so heartfelt. And it was just like
getting to talk to her family too. It was like, I loved it. I also cried. I straight up cried during Chrishell's dance to her parents who have passed away. And she dedicated this beautiful contemporary dance to them. And I thought she did fantastic. And I think that she could really, this could be the start of her becoming a real rising star in the competition. But I was like, oh my God.
I know. It was a very emotional week. I feel like I was up and down.
Vernon too. Vernon talked about how his grandpa, who was basically his dad, passed away. And he had to go play a football game, and it was like the best football game of his life. And I was like, oh, sports. It's beautiful.
Oh, sports.
I don't know. This is what I want. Well, the backstory.
And they went into that week saying, let's not be in the bottom two again. And sure enough, they get in the bottom two, and then they get
alone. It's tough. He was
very animated, too.
It's his lower body is just clunky. I think it's all those years of just doing what he does. He's very good at football, but I think that whenever you get to the more nimble steps, it just isn't going to translate as well, which is totally fine. Cause if you put me out there, I would fall on my face just over and over again. This is armchair.
Please know you have earned a new fan this week and her name is Anna Rumor.
Yeah, right.
Knows your name.
I say to you, love you. You're my favorite. I follow on Instagram now. What do you know?
Woo woo.
That's like I follow Victor Oladipo now because of The Masked Singer. The only sports people that I interact with are people who have been on The Masked Singer or Dancing with the Stars.
As a sports lover myself, I love to hear people like yourself coming into the sports world. And if it takes this is the route, then that's fine.
this is my route. It's my journey. But right now, who's your final four? Because mine's Justina, Neve, AJ, and Caitlin. I think that those are going to make it to the final
Justina,
four.
Justina, Neve. Okay. Caitlin and who?
AJ.
Okay. I really want to, Christina, Neve. I'm going to go far here. Nelly. I want Nelly to.
Yeah.
I want Nelly in there.
I think he very well could make it up there. I mean, like Bobby Bones won a couple seasons ago. You never know. It's all.
Isn't that the platform? It's like, that's like what we can all say now. Bobby Bones won. So, I mean, who's to say that Nelly can't win?
Exactly. You know what? If Nelly won, I would love it. I would not even be mad.
Same.
So let's move on real quick to the Lily James Dominic West thing. I'm going to give a quick overview of this because it's so, so bizarre. First of all, I would PSA, Lily James is not Lily Collins, because I spent the first 3 days of this scandal being like, the girl from Emily in Paris? That's random.
Hello?
Yeah. No, it's the girl from Cinderella. All right. Yes. So she
was in Mamma Mia.
Here We Go Again.
Here We Go Again. Yeah, that one.
Yes, she was. Fantastic movie. But not Fantastic Behavior, allegedly. Lily was spotted and photographed smooching her The Pursuit of Love co-star Dominic West, who ironically enough was the star of The Affair as the man who had the affair. They were spotted smooching in Rome. He is married to Catherine Fitzgerald. As soon as those photos surfaced, this is where I was like, okay, you know, celebrities do that all the time. Not super interesting. This is where I got drawn in. Like the day after these photos surfaced, Dominic and Catherine had like a weird non-press conference press conference outside of their castle, because she is kind of related to the royals somehow. All of that's a mystery to me. They stepped outside, they were kissing, and they handed out handwritten letters saying, quote, yes, our marriage is strong and we're very much still together. Thank you.
Okay.
What? First of all, I don't think that's true, guys.
No. Well, and I was looking at the timeline this week, and please, Anna, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
The timeline was that there was suspicion that there was something going on between Lily and what's his face again?
Dominic.
Lily and Dominic. And then they were like, no, our marriage is fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're fine. And then they share this like awkward kiss that goes public. And then, like, after that, there was, like, photo. Because, like, before that, there was just photos of Lily and Dominic, like, getting kind of close. And then, like, after that was, like, when the actual photos of her and him, like, kissing and showing affection were leaked.
I don't think I think that all the pictures came out beforehand. I mean, I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they all came out at the same time. The picture of them kissing is, like, maybe they're not kissing, but they're definitely kissing in it. I mean, that's just it's pretty obvious to me. Some people are like, well, allegedly kissing, maybe they were just getting really close with their mouths. And it's like, well, okay, I guess. It's COVID times. No one's getting close with their mouths unless they're
kissing. That's true. That is very true. Okay, yeah. But either way, it was just weird.
Either way, bad.
No, our marriage is fine. And then, like, these pictures are out, and it's just like,
ooh, it's so awkward. Well, and so that's weird, and it's cringy. The note sent me to hell because
Was that her way of trying to be royal?
It felt very, like, aristocracy, but we don't have someone to hand this note out for us, so it's just us handing out the note. That made me laugh. Lily has since canceled a bunch of media appearances. She's supposed to be promoting Rebecca, but she's like hard pass, not engaging with this, which I think that's fine. She's actually kind of promoting Rebecca more by canceling all of these appearances because everyone is writing about her canceling them. But this is where I was like, okay, we do have to talk about this week because it's my favorite thing ever. We already know Dominic was in The Affair, which is like, okay. And he's given 700 interviews being like, monogamy is overrated. Everyone should have an affair. Because he was in The Affair. Hello. So obviously all of the interviews were like, what do you think about affairs? And he gave quotes that would come back to damn him. But now he is reportedly in talks to join The Crown, which is the Netflix movie about the royals, as Prince Charles, when Prince Charles was cheating on Princess Diana.
This guy cannot escape it. It was meant to be.
His brand is cheating on his wife.
His brand is that. Oh.
That's so bad. But like, you can't do that many things about having an affair and then have an affair and not have people think it's a little funny. You know, I do feel bad for Catherine, but for him, I'm like, dude, you've been skating this line for a long time.
Yeah, nobody's perfect for this role except for you.
No.
That's just, it's weird. You know, it sucks too, because like I couldn't imagine being a celebrity and like having to like publicly go through that, and especially being like the wife, you know?
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing and so frustrating. I'm sure she is like literally like, it's very awkward turtle in that house.
Yeah.
She's probably like, listen, we're going to write these handwritten notes, pretend that we give whatever, and then I'm not talking to you. I ain't cooking for you. You're stuck on the couch. Get out of my house. I mean,
my handwritten note would just be like, my husband sucks, and then just like hand it out.
I know. She probably like made him write all of them. I need you to write all of that while I go do this. I mean, that's just, oh, bless her. That sucks. But yeah, it's a very weird situation. And also just like, okay. If I'm ever a celebrity at any point in time, or if I'm ever dating a celebrity at any point in time, it will always be in the back of my head that if you don't want something to go public, don't do it in public.
Yes.
Because you can be caught going in or out of someone's house, but nobody actually knows that. Just leave it to the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
But like, don't get super cuddly and close. And I don't know if these people are like, listen, we're not Brad Pitt, you know, we're not, you know, whoever, right. But like, just don't do it in public if you don't want it to go public.
And the weird thing is the kissing pictures were at lunch with their shared agent. And I'm like, okay, whose agent isn't like, guys, stop. Maybe they're like, this is actually great great publicity for all of us.
Like, but call the paparazzi. Maybe it was the agent that was like, call the paparazzi right now.
These two are making out at lunch. O'clock. It's weird, but come on over.
Just do it. Well, okay, we saw a little something similar with Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
And, you know, at least Justin, and I don't know, I mean, this is also fresh, but Justin came out and at least said something, you know, about it and addressed it. And he has since just advocated for his wife left and right. And we love
that. They had another kid. So fine.
Yeah. You know? Like, we love that. But this one, I don't know. It's just
weird. And he just, you know, all the
also
quotes,
just like come out and say you messed up or something and then acknowledge that your marriage is fine. But like, don't have them come out and then days later you're like, oh no, our marriage is fine. It's like,
I think it's just for me. I know that he was on the affair, which is why he has so many quotes about having an affair, but it just is so like, I get it, but it's so skeezy to have an affair and then have all these quotes come out and be like, I think all women should be forgiving of men when they're in their 40s, 50s and 60s. Cause we're just having a good time. That's legit. That's like me paraphrasing a very direct quote from him. And you should check out the interview with him in the Evening Standard from like 2016. It's wild. He literally just unprompted is like, affairs are fine. And I was like, dude, you're just skeezy. I don't know. I don't like that.
Well, maybe. Okay. This is just me going out on a limb. Maybe she's okay with, I mean, there are some women, you know, that
maybe they have an open marriage.
Yeah. That are okay with that. I mean, I can list off a few. I mean, so it's like maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe they're okay. Maybe their marriage really is fine. Cause she's like, that's fine. Just don't be so loosey goosey with it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't bring her home.
Possible. That's very possible.
Cause if he's that open about it and that was his wife reading that, like if he's that open, that tells me, I think that she's okay with it.
I don't know. Cause there were some reports that came out afterwards in the Daily Mail from like a source, but one of those sources that actually sounds like they know the person who is like, she is really pissed off.
Oh, like, maybe. Well. Ooh, I don't know. That's weird.
And that source was like, I went over to her house and she said this to me and I'm like, okay, so that seems normally when they're just the people making it up, it's more vague, but this one seemed like, I was like, this does seem like one of her friends. And she stuff. So I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens, or maybe not, because it'll probably just die and nothing will ever happen about it.
I'll try to file for divorce next week.
Be like, listen, I get it. Here, evidence. Like,
I just made him write all these everything. Handwritten letters just for fun.
Probably just wanted to be left alone for a second. My God. Yeah. Let's move on to Big Brother so we can talk about that. We are down to the top four. Memphis actually got eliminated last week. I think we said that they were going to choose Christmas, but we thought Memphis would be a smarter choice to get out. And apparently, for once, they listened to us and went with Memphis. So now Enzo won the final HOH. And Cody and Nicole got mad at him for playing the HOH competition for himself, despite it being the final four. I thought that was annoying. But he put up Christmas and Nicole. He wants to send home Christmas because he and Nicole have, you know, are been working together. And then Cody won.
Bag of tears right now.
Oh my God, Christmas. Stop. Christmas. Stop crying. But also keep crying because it's the only thing that's even happening this season. But she's like just weeping. Like she's done anything this season to deserve getting to the top three. It's like, come on. And then Cody won the final power veto. So no one's going to change. And it's just going to be Nicole, Enzo, and Cody in the final three. So that's the rundown. How are you feeling about the game as it comes to a very, you know, whatever end?
It's just, I'm disappointed. It's been a very uninteresting season. So that's you know, that's where I stand on that. As for who has made it, you know, to the final four, final three, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm happy about Cody and Enzo. Mm-hmm. Nicole, I could have done without. If I had it my way, I would have either had the other Nicole, because I freaking love her. She's cute as a button. Or Devon. Those two women, I really wanted to go far. So I'm dissatisfied with the females in there. But I'm always going to support a female winning. But I just don't, I don't know. Nicole bugs me. Christmas bugs me. So I really would just rather see like Enzo or Cody win. You know what I mean? Like, they have literally had each other's backs from day one. And if they make it to the top two, I think both of them are going to be pretty happy.
Yeah. You know? No, I agree. It's, you know, I wanted a woman to win because I always want a woman to win. But none of the women in the game did anything that was worth winning. So I can't support that. Mm-hmm. And Cody's run this house from the very beginning. So I hope he wins because he deserves it. Enzo did ride his coattails for a little bit, but he played a very loyal game, which is respectable.
And both of them, Enzo and Cody, both have not been put on the block, right? All this season. I know Cody has that, but did Enzo?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Enzo did. Yeah. No. So, I mean, listen.
It's impressive, but good for you. This new school Big Brother, where they just have a massive half the house alliance at the beginning, pick off all the outsiders, and then just gradually whittle down their own alliance, is so boring to watch. I don't like it. I want to go back to the beginning when it's like everyone had a shot and the competitions were mixed bags. So it's not always like Cody won so many competitions this season just because he's good at athletically. But there used to be ones where it was like you had to be smart or it was just random chance who would win. And so it shook things up more. Now it's like, well, if you get all the athletic players in one alliance, then you're good and you're just going to win somehow. You know, it's boring.
Yeah. Well, I was about to say, I mean, that should be a key for anyone that wants to go on the show. Just be good at competitions. Cause I think if you're good at competitions, you come off, you know, people want, well, one, you help save yourself, you know, at least for another week. And two, people want to befriend you. People want to form an alliance with you because you have strengths. So,
yeah, just, you know, and then they did this weird, like, it was one of the luxury competitions to award just 10K. Nicole won it. But it was weird. They just drafted some of the comic book superheroes from last week or from the other week. And then it was randomly determined which ones won in a fight. And then it's like, okay, so we didn't do anything. We're just watching a computer algorithm kind of move animations around and acting like we care. And then Nicole randomly won 10K and we're supposed to like think she deserved it or didn't deserve it. I don't know. I was like, why am I watching? This is boring. I don't care. Just tell me.
I feel like I'm starting to think that this whole pandemic has had a little something. I don't know if it's us. I don't know if it's them. I don't know if it's you. I don't know if it's me. I don't know who it is. Okay. But there's something stirring in the pot that's making all of these shows just very weird. Cause like even watching the Kardashians this season, that's my guilty pleasure. Like boxed mac and cheese. Give me some boxed mac and cheese. Give me some Kardashians. Give me a bottle of wine and I'm good. I'm a happy freaking camper. You just
described but my like, perfect Saturday.
Yes. Like exactly. But that even watching the COVID stuff has just been a lot. And I get that like COVID hasn't really made a huge play in Big Brother. Like the most we see is them mask up, you know, when they get eliminated, they're not really like talking about it.
Yeah.
And I like that, but it's like, I don't know, just all these shows feel very weird. And I'm sure we can't blame the production teams too much because
they're also going through it.
Everyone's going through it and they're having to like just make ends meet with what they have. Yeah. And so, you know,
I think you're right. I think it's both just what they're going to have to do in production because things have been delayed and have been put through the ringer on that end. And also just the people watching at home, there's been such a cultural shift because we're all like deeply traumatized from the last year of our lives.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but you're very right. The shows that I'm watching that are coming out now, I'm like, I don't know. It doesn't hit the same. I don't understand what it is, but it's,
and past I find myself
luxury challenge would have been like, whatever, but you know, what were you saying?
Yeah. I mean, obviously I watch a lot of these shows for work, but I'm finding myself watching more like movies these days, which I'm not a big like movie. I do like movies. I just don't choose to sit. I would rather sit down and binge a show than to watch a movie. Mm-hmm. And so, but I'm finding myself like going down like nostalgia lane and like I'm watching Gossip Girl and I'm watching like some new Netflix series. I just watched Adam Sandler's new Halloween movie on Netflix. And I'm just, I watched The Prince and Me the other day. Like
great movie.
You know, I'm just, that gives me joy. Okay. It brings me joy. Cause these shows are just, I don't know. There's something going on this.
Well, I actually read an article the other day and not to get all psychology corner with us, but
we love this. We need Anna's psychology moment because we've had this on a few episodes past and I thoroughly enjoy this. Okay.
Perfect. I love talking about it. So don't get me started. But I read an article where it was saying that people are rewatching stuff that they've already seen or watching stuff that is very light because all of our anxiety is so heightened right now that it's a way to dispel your anxiety. If you've already seen what happens or if you know it's going to, if it's like a kid's show, so you know it's going to end well. No one's in to watch like a Breaking Bad right now if they've never watched it before. Everyone is like, hey, so I watched The Vampire Diaries when I was like 18. I think I'm going to go back and watch that again because I know what happens and it's, I can't take any more surprises right now.
I'm literally about to get myself a Hallmark membership because I'm about to binge watch Hallmark movies because they're no stress. You don't stress at all when you watch them. Even in their crime series, like you don't stress. You just know what's going to happen. And I like that. I need that this year. I need that boxed mac and cheese.
Yeah, listen, I have rewatched every single series of The Real Housewives of whatever. Every single one of them. I'm on to Southern Charm now, and I don't like Southern Charm that much, but I've already watched it, so I already know what happens. Like,
here we are.
Here we are.
It's been a year, Anna. It's been a year.
It's been a year, and it's still a year, isn't it?
It's going to be another year, too, coming up.
I can't. I can
just throw we won't talk about that anymore.
The end.
Let's just talk about our cats. It's fine.
Oh, the cat's so cute.
Losing our mind.
We are losing it. It's okay. We're all fine. We're good. No, we got to do our pop culture picks real quick.
Yeah. Okay, you go first.
Okay, mine is very much in that vein. I love what do they call it? Great British Baking Show.
If you're
official UK with it. I love that show so much. The new season is on. My girl Sarah just got, you know, eliminated and I got very sad because she walks her cat on a leash and I also walk my cat on a leash.
Same.
We really had a lot in common, but she got eliminated and it was her time to go, but it is a delightful show. Everyone on it is delightful. And everyone, if you haven't watched it yet, make sure that you have something like sweet in your house before you binge, because it does make you hungry. But other than that.
Oh girl. Love that show. Support that. I too walk my cat on a leash. I push them around in a stroller too, because they like to go outside, but we want them to not get killed by a car or something. So we do, that's what we do.
Also, I just said the word outside. My cat just turned her head and went, like, oh, are we going,
Mom?
Not now.
Not now. Sorry to tease you. So my pop culture pick of the week, I feel like I should have a better one this week, but there's been a lot going on. So we're going to celebrate Kim Kardashian. The girl turned 40. Good for you. If I look like half of that at 40, I'm doing something right. I love that E! Just completely like did a binge day of just nothing but Kim moments. Yep. I love all the social media moments of the embarrassing Kim bits. I live for that. I love watching her journey throughout the years, going from crying in the ocean about a diamond earring to when she beat her sister with a purse and told her not to be rude. To
when she beat her sister up recently.
To when she literally went from like, ew, don't be rude, to like full on like, I'm hitting you in the face. That's how far the Kardashians have come. Congratulations. We're here for it. We celebrate you.
Yep, we celebrate her. I cannot believe she's 40. What does that make us? Oh my god.
Don't even listen.
It was a moment.
Back the other day to like look when the first season of Kardashians aired. I was like, I was in high school. I was in high school, and here I am, far from high school.
Thank God.
we're just not going to think about that. My birthday is coming up in like 2 weeks, and I have to literally have people remind me that my birthday is coming up. Listen, I'm excited for my 30s. Okay. I'm already 30, but like, I'm excited for it. I just now forget about my birthday.
Yeah, I have heard people say that your 30s are like your 20s in fun level, but you actually have money to have fun.
So you have money, you know more of who you are, and you're not so like lost in life. It's great. Mm-hmm. I
couldn't pay me to be younger.
Yes, girl. Mm-hmm. Yes, girl. We might just pay for help later. It's fine.
Exactly. It's fine. It's fine, everyone. All right, guys. Don't forget to follow popculture.com. We've got all your up-to-date news. We're on Facebook. I'm on Twitter at Anna Rumor.
And I'm at VMagotomy.
Drop us a rating, review, subscription, Botox suggestions.
Yes. And
we will.
Anything. Skincare regimen.
Please. Sunscreen. One.
Yes.
All right. We have to go. Bye.
3 on Paramount+.
You're ready, Bob.
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley: One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount+.